health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hello, this is mein Auto. Und this is mein Key. Und there is only one place I trust with mein Key. Mein Key Car Care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing. Und options. Und mein Key. Und American cheese! Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
This is attorney Steve Demopoulos. On behalf of the firm, I would like to thank the community for voting us Best of Las Vegas, Best Injury Lawyer, and Best Trial Lawyer. Demopoulos Law is the firm you can trust. Visit us at LegalElite.com.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Okay, so it's official. Dianne Feinstein is not running for re-election. Adam Schiff is not running for re-election. He's running for the U.S. Senate seat. The guy that lied repeatedly. Trump is just an agent of Russian spies. He lied to the American people. He lied to members of Congress. And now we find out after the fact that he lied. And now he wants a promotion to the U.S. Senate? This guy is going to get destroyed. I don't know who will run against him on the on the Democrat side to begin with. I mean, there will be a primary. This is not going to be a coronation. And simply put, it's going to get ugly. And God forbid if he crosses paths with Donald J. Trump. We'll talk about that coming up in our next hour. Also coming up, we'll be joined by Stavros Anthony, Nevada Lieutenant Governor. He's been presiding over the state Senate. This is going to be good. I can't wait to visit with Stavros. He's a good guy, and he's a friend, and now he's in a position of power, a heartbeat away from the governor's office. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Layuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
670 KMZQ presents After Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending. Nevada license number MB426. NMLS number 64367.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. President Biden is mourning the loss of life in another mass shooting.
Our hearts are with the students and the families of Michigan State University.
The president said these types of shootings are happening too often.
Three lives have been lost and five seriously injured. And it's a family's worst nightmare.
He said the FBI and additional federal law enforcement are in East Lansing to assist local and state authorities.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. The gunman identified as 43-year-old Anthony McCray, who fatally shot himself when confronted by police. There is still no motive. Also at townhall.com, Turkish President Erdogan announcing over 40,000 people have died as a result of last week's quakes, making the disaster the deadliest since the country's founding 100 years ago. There were over 105,000 injured as a result of the February 6 quakes. Consumer prices climbing 6.4% in January from a year earlier, down from 6.5% in December. It was the seventh straight year-over-year slowdown and well below the recent peak of 9.1% in June. Heritage Foundation research fellow Joel Griffith tells the Salem Radio Network two areas continue to be particularly affected by inflation.
That doesn't even factor in the fact fully that if you're looking to buy a home as a family, your mortgage payment right now is about $11,000 more expensive today than it was 2 years ago. And if you have any type of credit card debt, the interest rates are so much higher now than they were just a few years ago.
More expensive gasoline, food, and clothing also drove up inflation in January. Stocks finishing mixed today. The Dow was down 156 points, but the NASDAQ gained 68. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hello?
Hey, stranger.
Oh, hi. Thank goodness it's you. I was afraid to answer the phone.
Why? What's up?
The credit card companies are after me. They want me to make payments and the calls never stop.
Ouch. Been there before, but I got help from Trinity Debt Management.
Trinity?
Yeah. I called and right away, Trinity contacted my creditors and got my interest rates cut in half. They ended all the late fees and over-limit charges, and they stopped those annoying phone calls.
Bet that was a relief.
Yep. Then they put me on a plan that consolidated my bills into one easy monthly payment. That way, I paid off my debt fast while saving thousands.
Nice.
Trinity even showed me how to plan and meet a monthly budget. So now, I'm debt-free for keeps.
Wow. Do you still have their number?
Sure. Here, write this down and call 1-800-990-6976.
Can you repeat that?
1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. The man behind the wheel of a U-Haul truck which drove onto a New York City sidewalk, killing one and injuring seven others, is a former Las Vegas resident. 62-year-old Wang Soar had been arrested several times in Nevada for stabbing people, including his brother, and had undergone evaluations of mental health issues. It's a schedule filled with theatrical heavyweights and flashy newcomers as the Smith Center announces its 2023-24 Broadway Las Vegas series. The HO season includes Chicago and the popular newcomer, The Girl from North Country, which centers on 20 reimagined Bob Dylan songs. The season begins this August with Beetlejuice. That runs through June of next year with Peter Pan. Current season ticket holders can renew their subscriptions, while the others can register for the new series at the Smith Center website. There were lots of scoring in Super Bowl 57, but the betting was down at Nevada Sportsbooks. The betting handle for the Silver State was $153.2 million. Believe it or not, that was down about 15% from Super Bowl 57 a year ago.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, watch for those slick roadways out there, especially on the Southern Beltway. I'm looking at the traffic cams there, and we do see some rain showers, possible sleet. You'll tap the brakes there, 215 West at Decatur, and watch for crashes southbound Rancho at Washington and McLeod at Karen.
Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high. Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families. Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local on a blustery, I just checked. The temperature is 39 degrees. The real feel is down in the upper 20s. And, yes, that is sleet that you are seeing outside. And here just across the street from the Mandalay Bay, it's blustery and it's awful. Stavros Anthony, Nevada Lieutenant Governor, you're not missing anything, my friend. This is like northern Nevada weather, and we got it. We got a bunch of it going on right now. How have you been, my friend?
I'm doing great, Kevin. Great to be with you. It's up in Carson City. It's 35 degrees. It's partly cloudy, but it's not a bad day.
Not a bad day at all. Stavros, I want to ask you, because this is week number two of the 82nd Nevada Legislature. Have you gotten your feet wet now? You feel like you belong in that chair, and you know, being able to throw that gavel around.
Yeah, as many of your listeners know, and you do, I'm president of the Senate during the legislative session, so we're in our second week. Running the meeting has been going great. Our floor sessions are only about 30 minutes long, because right now we're just introducing bills, assigning them to committees, doing some kind of routine stuff. So we haven't actually got to the point where we're debating and discussing bills. But there's a process. They're going to committees and they're doing their thing over there, and eventually they'll get to the floor and we'll obviously have some good heated debates over issues.
Are the Democrats playing nice in the sandbox so far? I mean, I know we're only a week and a couple of days into it, but are they playing nice?
Yeah, so far everybody's been talking to each other. The floor sessions have been very cordial. They have been, everybody's kind of talking to each other, but, you know, again, we haven't gotten to the meat and potatoes of actually getting bills through session and debating and discussing them on the floor. I don't know if I've heard any massive disagreements in committees, but again, a lot of those committees are just hearings. They haven't actually voted on the bills yet. So it's early, but so far things are going very smoothly.
I want to ask you about a bill, and I don't mean to ambush you, and you can't know everything about every bill that comes before you, but there is a bill that I've heard people talking about. We had a call from Horst who asked me to ask you about SB 49, dealing with the emissions and essentially modeling California emission standards. You know, all the electric cars can be sold 2035 or whatever it is. Do you know where that bill is, and have you seen it come across your desk?
I have not. That's the first I heard of that bill. I'll pay attention to it, and once I'm able to take a look at it, I'd be glad to chat with you. But you know, it's interesting. You know, I know you don't have to get a smog test on your vehicle until after the first year, but it's interesting that, you know, most of the cars are made pretty well today. They don't have any real emissions coming out, so I'm not sure if the smog test is really necessary for newer vehicles. But that, I'll keep an eye on it. The only two bills I know for sure I'm tracking are the two bills that I've submitted to the legislature.
And again, the bill that I'm talking about is the one that would force us to model the emission standards, not emissions, but emission standards, which is the electric cars by 2035, that kind of thing. And I know that's been talked about in the run up to the session. Have you heard anything about trying to model California's emission controls?
I have not.
Okay.
This is the first I've heard of it, so
okay.
I'll keep an eye on it. But you know as well as I do, anything that California is doing, we need to be very leery about it.
I want to ask you, because this is something, there was some polling that we found on the NevadaGlobe.com. 74% of Nevada voters support voter ID. What is your sense of what's going to happen relative to voter ID or really any of the bills that might deal with voter integrity?
Well, absolutely, we need a complete overhaul of our voting system. That is absolutely necessary, from voter ID to eliminating mail-in ballots and ballot harvesting and signature verification and cleaning the rolls. We need to do all of that. And I know Governor Lombardo is behind increasing our election integrity, but I have to tell you, when I was sitting behind the governor during the State of the Union address, or State of the State address, didn't see a lot of clapping from the Democrats when he was talking about election integrity reform. So I don't see a lot of that happening unless it's some part of a compromise for other legislation.
I want to ask you, because we had another mass shooting, and I know that there are a lot of people very concerned that one of the top priorities for the Democrats is going to be dealing with the Second Amendment and eroding the Second Amendment in our state. From what you've seen come across your desk, are we going to see some gun control bills from the Democrats?
I'm sure there will be. I haven't seen anything yet, but the Democrats are very focused on violating our Second Amendment rights, and I will be fighting that tooth and nail. We cannot take away the right of people to protect themselves, whether it's in public or whether it's in their home. So that's something that I will work and fight for, to make sure that our Second Amendment rights are protected for our citizens of Nevada. But I have not seen anything yet. I've heard talk, but haven't actually seen any legislation yet.
Again, joining us is Nevada Lieutenant Governor Stavros Anthony. He presides over the state Senate. Explain how that works for folks that maybe slept through Civics 101 in high school or college. Explain how this whole thing works, this legislative process works.
Yeah, so, you know, in the infinite wisdom of the people, 100 years or so ago that wrote our Nevada Constitution, they decided to create the executive branch and the legislative branch and the judiciary branch. And one of the things they decided to do was through the philosophy of checks and balances is have the president of the Senate actually kind of a member of more on the executive side. So they selected the lieutenant governor to preside over the Senate to have some outside influence on legislation. It's not a lot, but I actually run the meeting. So when you watch the legislative meeting, you'll see me gavel the session to order and move business along. And then I'm part of the Republican Legislative Caucus, so I caucus with the Republican legislators just to talk about what our issues are, our constitutional conservative values. And then I can make remarks when I'd like to. And the only time I get to vote, though, is when there's a tie vote. Unfortunately, that's probably not going to happen that often since there's a 13-8 majority of Democrats over Republicans, so there's probably not much of a chance of a tie. But in case there is, I would be able to vote. So that's basically what the president of the Senate does.
I'm just curious. Who ultimately runs the Senate then? Who determines what bills are going to be heard, which bills are going to be shuttled off to committees? Is that you or is that the Democrat leadership?
Well, a lot of it is the majority leader, who happens to be a Democrat, has a major influence in that area. A lot of the discussions go back and forth between the majority leader and the minority leader, is obviously a Republican, but then we need to vote. The floor actually votes to refer certain bills to committees. A lot of that is pretty standard, but the majority leader has a tremendous amount of influence. The minority leader has also influence, and then I obviously, as the president, have some influence, probably in that order.
Again, Stavros Anthony joining us, Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Nevada. I'm just curious, relative to your relationship with the governor, will there be weekly lunches with the governor for you, or will you have weekly meetings, or will you talk on a daily basis?
Probably not on a daily basis because it's really not necessary, but we meet when we need to meet, and I'll go in his office or I'll meet him outside and we just chat about some of the things that are coming up and how I can help him with his agenda. I'm on quite a few boards and commissions, so that takes up a lot of my time. The Nevada State Transportation Board, I chair the Tourism Commission, I'm the vice chair of Transportation Commission, I chair the advisory board for outdoor recreation. I'm on the Homeland Security Commission as well as some others. So that keeps me pretty busy. But, the governor calls me on a regular basis, says, hey, this is going on. Or he calls, I call him. And, for example, he was down in Arizona over the weekend taking the football to bring to Las Vegas for the Super Bowl, and during that weekend, I was the acting governor, and we spoke a little bit about that, and we had the emergency, kind of a short-term emergency with the gas pipeline, but we handled it, and so those are the things that are going on.
That was going to be my next question, and that is, did we really have a gas shortage? I looked, and I drove around town. I did not see long gas lines. But I do remember getting a state of emergency declaration. What was that all about?
Well, I think what happened was there was a lot of panic buying when people heard about the possibility of a gas shortage, and I don't blame people for doing that. They don't want to run out of gas. They didn't know what the situation was, and you know, we didn't really know what the situation was. Was this something that was going to be fixed that day, or is this going to be long term? So I think the emergency order was a good thing, just to let people know that the governor was paying attention to what's going on. He was taking measures if necessary to make sure that we did have gas coming to Las Vegas. Fortunately, the company that reported the leak fixed it very quickly. Good for them. And we didn't really, nothing ever came of it. But, you can't wait for things to happen. If you hear something, you have to take responsibility and make sure that you're on top of it. And I hope people appreciate that.
And by the way, I loved the way he handled that particular deal. There was no waiting, a week to track down a Chinese balloon. It was immediate. They sent out the press release, and we had the state of emergency. And then when it was over on Sunday, they said, "Okay, everything's back to normal. Everything's fine." I like that.
Yeah, Kevin, that's how police officers work. That's Joe Lombardo was the sheriff, went up the ranks. I was a retired captain, so we know how to deal with emergencies and being strategic and being in front of the emergency and not waiting for something to happen. So that's how we think, and that's how we're going to handle it in the future. So Governor Lombardo did a great job, and I was there with him helping him out.
How often will the state Senate meet in the chambers on a session? And I know less members, which is great. I think that's wonderful. But how often do you actually meet?
We meet right now. We meet Monday through Thursday. We begin at 11 o'clock. We go about our business till we adjourn. That will pretty much be the case the entire legislative session. There could be days that we meet on Friday also, and the session could be 30 minutes or it could be 5-6 hours of the floor session, depending on what's going on. But we'll be meeting at a minimum Monday through Thursday starting at 11 o'clock, and you can all watch what's going on any particular day at the website.
I think that's absolutely great. Stavros, always good to visit with you. Thank you so much, my friend. You stay safe up there. Stay out of the weather, and we will talk again soon. We'll talk very soon.
Be glad to update you anytime, Kevin. Thanks.
Thank you, man. There you have it. Stavros Anthony, the Nevada Lieutenant Governor. And for a while over the weekend, he was the governor. That's pretty cool. To go from being Lieutenant Governor to governor and, governor's out of the state. Stavros Anthony is the acting governor. That's a pretty cool deal. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on a rainy, blustery day, broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
See that light on the dash? Don't ignore it. My Auto Service has been owned and operated since 2009 by the Lodge family. Let us help take care of your investment. We have two locations to serve you, 7870 West End Road and 6104 West Cheyenne. Give us a call, 702-242-5432. Let our friendly staff know you're friends of the Lodge family. Smog checks and synthetic blend oil changes are only $14.95 when you mention the Lodge family. Take care of your investment. Call My Auto Service today at 702-242-5432.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States.
United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group.